A world full of podcasts. He's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another bonus episode of the Top Button Podcast. I got my man, Shamar Arnaud, Auburn Tiger defensive back, ready to chop it up. We're going to talk about everything going on with fall camp as we turn our attention towards the Baylor game. But today's episode is brought to you by the Aflac kickoff game. You can get your tickets now. You better hurry up. You can go to aflackog.com/tickets. And get those things. I think there's still quite a few left. So make sure you're ready for that. Shamar, man, welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, man. You're one of the guys, one of the new guys that was brought in, and there's several of you that it's really cool because you're still really young, but you played a ton of football your freshman year at Florida State. So. Again, one of the several guys that had significant snaps. How do you feel like that helped you or helps you as you transition to a new team, new organization, and kind of get your feet under you to get ready to play SEC football?
I definitely feel like it helped me a lot, just like expecting the reactions, because the position I play is based off reaction. So I kind of got the experience with that with receivers in the ACC. But it's kind of bigger bodies in the SEC, so it kind of helps me.
Yeah, speaking of big bodies, you go up against several every yes, single day. Keyshawn, obviously really big dude. Jeremiah, really big dude. Which guys give you – you're like, man, I got to buckle my chin strap. We're about to go to war. Who kind of gives you your biggest
definitely
test?
Keyshawn. Definitely Kroger. Kroger gonna give you a good run for your money.
Yeah, absolutely.
Physical.
You guys are that, but that's good though, because you guys are making each other better. I feel like.
Yes, sir.
You kind of came into camp, not camp. You kind of came to Auburn. I think you're a little bit banged up. How do you feel though, health wise? You gotten through spring, gotten through fall camp, feeling good? As again, we're what, 10 days away from kickoff.
Yes, sir. I'm definitely feeling good. Like, my body's in a great state right now.
That's awesome.
So tapping in that training room, especially we just ended camp.
I hear you. Speaking of camp, how was the hotel? I ask everybody how you come to Auburn, and the first big football thing they tell you to do is turn in your keys. Mm-hmm. We're going to stay in a hotel. Like, tell me all about that.
It definitely was an experience.
Yeah.
But you got to be comfortable with uncomfortable. That's definitely the message we got from Golish. So we just got to get used to it.
I feel you. Who's your roommate?
Gray Rebels.
Say that one more time.
Gray Rebels.
Gotcha. I know they tried to pit like a lot of the younger guys with some of the older guys, so I'm sure there was some fun there. This defensive, it's a whole new staff, a very new roster. I think over 50 new players. But on the defensive side, there was a good bit of continuity, particularly in that defensive back room. Now, I know a lot of it was safety guys that were returning, but how has the dynamic been on the defensive side as far as, like, guys returning, having a year or two under DJ Durkin and the new guys? Like, how have you guys hit it off, and, like, how is that process going of, like, gelling and becoming a whole unit?
That process is definitely well connected. It's like, it's more of a, like, a brotherhood family, you know. We hold each other accountable. You know, we check in, like, mental, off the field. You know, we all spend time with each other, because we know that's the time that's going to count during them 3 hours.
No doubt. Who do you feel like who's your guy? Like, who's your guy back there that you just feel like you guys have connected the most? And, I mean, it could be multiple, but. Mm-hmm. Who's your go-to guy back there?
Definitely in the corner room, I say Ray Pleasant. That's somebody that's kind of, you know how you get under the wing of a vet.
Yes. You
know, that's somebody I look to.
How do you handle that? And then, I mean, competing for the job too. Like, how do you handle like that respect of like, you're taking me under your wing, but I'm trying to take your job at the same time. Like, how do you balance that?
You know, like I said, we're a family and everybody didn't grow up the same. Everybody body different. You work on your technique every day that betters you. And you trust that your brother is working on his technique. That's why we all come together as a whole, you know?
I love it. We're going to talk a little bit more about the coaching staff. We're going to talk about the defensive system and everything and how you're fitting in there in just a second. But before we do that, let's remember today's show is brought to you by the Aflac kickoff game. And if you're going to the game, don't miss Auburn's Tiger Walk. It's from 1 o'clock to 1:30 Eastern time in the Home Depot backyard. Get there early and make sure you're there to watch the Tigers come into Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Has it hit you yet that it's that close?
It did.
Yeah. It did. It's right around the corner, man. I want to talk about everybody seems to love DVD. Everybody loves Coach. He seems to be a very charismatic guy. Talk about, I guess, the role he played in getting you to Auburn, and then like y'all's relationship, and just the kind of coach he is. Like, we see it from the outside, but what kind of coach he actually is?
Definitely, DVD is a well like respected, hands on coach. You know, it's almost as if DVD have on cleats while we're at practice. So it's almost like he's out there playing and we at practice with him, and it feels so interacting to the point where we're almost in his cleats. He's putting us in his eyes as if he's on the league field. So we get all angles, we get all aspects, and we get the real. Like, we get the real.
That's so good. So he just we're getting spatted up, ready to go. Yeah. Like, we're ready to go out on the field.
Yeah, we all together. Practice. We all the whole. We all the whole. DVD set. He lead. He just set.
He sets the tone.
Yes, sir.
I love it. I love it. So I noticed on your profile, it said you're from Fort Lauderdale, but yes, I know you played high school at Carrollton, right? That's where you graduated from. Is that right?
Yes, sir. I played high school at Carrollton. I had moved from Fort Lauderdale when I was 10 to Georgia.
Gotcha. So if you were only – okay, well, if you're at 10, then I know DVD is a South Florida guy. Is there a little bit of a South Florida connection between you guys?
We definitely get that energy.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I love it. So this is – everybody also – DJ Durkin has been he's been one of the brighter spots for Auburn football over the last couple of seasons. When the records haven't turned out so well, the defense seems to have always – operated at a really high level and have kept Auburn in games, you know, every single game, it seems like. Just haven't quite been able to get it done on offense. Talk about DJ Durkin, your relationship, and like what he's demanding out of his corners, demanding out of you, and how you feel like you're fitting in to that system.
What Durkin messes is just do your job, execute your leverage, know your assignment, and then it's – nothing, stay good off the field, and then nothing stopping you. You know, it's like a standard, you know?
Yeah.
It's like we got our standard that say be who you say you are. Durkin's right. We got our standard on the defense. Attack the ball, violent tackling, elite mental execution, and with a ball-like mentality and a relentless effort.
I love it. Has there been much of a – learning curve as far as the playbook goes from where you were to where you are now?
Definitely. I catch myself just playing back the plays at Florida State, but I gotta just separate it, you know?
Oh yeah. Yeah. You feel like you're getting close to having it down?
Yeah, I'm getting close. It's definitely been a challenge, you know?
Yeah.
Just cause like at first like I realized I played like my freshman year, I played like as a freshman, and I had to know the play. So, you know, I was at, like, it was some days I was up all night trying to learn the playbook. But I'm definitely getting it.
I love it. We're only like 10, 11 days from kickoff. Everyone's excited. Give me your message to Auburn fans for this defense, for you, what to look out for when that ball, when that toe meets leather next Saturday when Auburn takes on Baylor.
Y'all just going to look out for the most hungriest defense, running to the ball, all 11 hats, physical, just like elite.
I love it, man. I love it. Shamar, man, I really appreciate you jumping on. You're welcome anytime. And remember, today's episode's brought to you by the Aflac kickoff game. They actually have merch. You can get some at AflacKickoffMerch.com. And make sure you follow all of their social media accounts. So for all kinds of updates and things around the game, just go to at Aflac Kickoff on Instagram, X, and Facebook for all those updates and more. We really appreciate you guys for listening. Let us know what you think, and we'll talk again soon. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.